What are you doing? Then I'm just, oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
I like you, Sarah. You're a straight shooter. That's why you've outlasted Sean Spicer, Scaramucci, Bannon, Priebus, Gorka, Flynn, Yates, and Tom Price.
Thank you, sir. I think it's because folks listen to me, because I'm no nonsense, but I'm all nonsense.
To honor America, please rise for our national anthem.
Isn't it hypocritical for Jared and Ivanka to use personal email for official business when you criticize
Hillary Clinton? Say, can you see by the lawn's pearly whites?
Are you singing the national anthem to avoid answering the question?
What so loudly we will, and the ramparts, ramparting.
Do you not know the words?
Quiet, honey. If words mattered, I wouldn't be president right now. And the Rockets' red bears are proof in the night that the bag Lilith fair.
Shut up.
Can you at least tell us why it took you so long to send help to Puerto Rico?
You can't ask me about another country when I'm singing the American anthem.
Puerto Ricans are American citizens.
Excuse me.
I mean, you are being disrespectful, sir.
I'm the president.
What I do best, I build. So you have a concrete wall, and you have Mexico, wonderful, wonderful place. Mexico, we have over here the United States. But you can't see anything, right? So now they take drugs, literally, and they throw it, 100 pounds of drugs. They throw it over the wall. They have catapults, but they throw it over the wall, and it lands and it hits somebody on the head. You don't even know they're there. Believe it or not, this is the kind of stuff that happens. So you need to have a great wall, but it has to be see-through.
In Alabama last week, President Trump said the new wall will be done in 6 to 7 months. Few people agree with that.
So you need to have a great wall, but it has to be see-through. And we're looking at different samples already of see-through walls. And I think also, to be honest with you, a see-through wall would look better.
The Emperor's New Wall. Once upon a time, there was an emperor who loved walls. One day, two fellows claiming to be contractors came to the emperor and told him they could build him the biggest, most beautiful border wall using special bricks that only the smartest people could see.
Was the emperor smart?
And when the see-through border wall was complete, the emperor said he loved it even though he couldn't see it. Until a young boy stepped forward and said, "But Emperor, there's no wall there at all."
And the Emperor respected the boy's honesty?
No. He called him a loser and immediately had him deported. The end.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners when somebody disrespects our flag? He said, "Get that son of a bitch off the field right now." Out. It's fired.
What do you love it?
Let's say you want a no-muss, no-fuss way to take America's attention off police brutality and instead argue about patriotism. Okay. Well, it's easy. Start off with one angry rally, add a dash of military pandering, then fold in 140 characters of incendiary tweets. Next, add a quarter cup of thinly veiled racism. Oh, wait, sorry. That should be a quart and a cup of overt racism.
Oh, gosh, sir.
Then stir up your base really, really well so nobody remembers how the whole thing started. Voila! Chaos!
These are Alabama values. I understand the people of Alabama. I feel like I'm from Alabama, frankly. Isn't it a little weird when a guy who lives on Fifth Avenue in the most beautiful apartment you've ever seen comes to Alabama and Alabama loves that guy? I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. And by the way, folks, just in case you're, like, curious, no, Russia did not help me, okay? Russia. I call it the Russian hoax. One of the great hoaxes. Actually, that's the thing, I was thinking about it. That's the thing that the Democrats did best. They lost the election, and they didn't know what happened. And they needed an excuse. So they said, Russia. And then they said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What? Russia and Trump. Honestly, it's the thing they did best. They did a rotten job of running. But to convince people about this hoax, that was probably the thing they did best.
But it is one great hoax.
No, Russia did not help me. That I can tell you, okay? Any Russians in the audience?
Are there any Russians in the audience, please? I don't see too many Russians.
After his rally to support Strange on Friday, the president was griping about the size of the crowd and wondering how his pink tie played with his audience.
Look, guys, come on, we gotta be honest. A little self-reflection here, okay? Something's wrong. I've achieved nothing. I'm the most unpopular president in modern history. I've deepened America's racial divide. We are on the brink of thermonuclear conflict. It's gotta be the pink tie, right?
No, pink! 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 It's all over! It's all over!
I can't wear a pink shirt to work. Everybody wears white shirts. I'm not popular enough to be different.
Wait a minute. Go back. Zoom in. Why is that man in pink? Well, judging by his outlandish attire, he's some sort of free-thinking anarchist.
I'll call security, sir.
Excellent.
Somebody call the Pentagon and Brooks Brothers. I want both of those guys in here.
And I've heard that before about, was I preoccupied? Not at all. Not at all. I have plenty of time on my hands. All I do is work.
Maria, 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 Maria.
The president's response has been widely criticized all week, and it still doesn't seem entirely clear that he understands the gravity of the situation.
The loss of life, it's always tragic, but it's been incredible, the results that we've had with respect to loss of life. People can't believe how successful that has been, relatively speaking.
In Puerto Rico, we are witnessing once again the very real consequences of electing a lazy, ignorant racist as president.
You just did this for white people twice.
When he finally got around to talking about it on Tuesday, Trump made sure to do two things: claim credit for doing a great job, and demonstrate that he knows where Puerto Rico is, and even that he messed up.
The mayor of San Juan was very generous and very nice this morning, was thanking us for the great job we've done with FEMA. That we really have. We've worked very, very hard in Puerto Rico. Very tough because it's an island. In Texas, we could ship the trucks right out there. You know, we got A pluses on Texas and Florida. And we will also in Puerto Rico. But the difference is this is an island sitting in the middle of an ocean. And it's a big ocean.
It's a very big ocean.
And we're doing a really good job. I want to I want to go there with her. Tuesday seems to be the first time we can do without really disrupting the first responders and the efforts that are being made to help people.
We have shipped
massive amounts of food and water and supplies to Puerto Rico, and we are continuing to do it on an hourly basis. But that island was hit as hard as you could hit. When you see 200-mile-an-hour winds, even Texas didn't have 200-mile-an-hour winds, right?
Yeah.
But when you see 200 miles, and even more than that, 200-mile-an-hour winds hitting a place, and literally houses are just demolished. It was like tornadoes. It was like having hundreds of tornadoes, the winds. So we've never seen it actually touch down as a Category 5. People have never seen anything like that, and it was dead center.
I mean, you couldn't be any more.
And don't forget, a week before, I got hit by another hurricane. Now, that one brushed it, but that did tremendous damage, too.
Mm.
So Puerto Rico has tremendous problems with floods and with, damage and collapse and,
appropriate departments of our government, from Homeland Security to Defense, are engaged fully in the disaster and the response and recovery effort probably has never been seen for something like this. This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water. We're closely coordinated with the territorial and local governments, are totally and unfortunately unable to handle this catastrophic crisis on their own. Just totally unable to.
President Trump was criticized for a terrible response to Hurricane Maria. This morning, he finally gave the people of Puerto Rico what they needed most, a bunch of tweets straight up calling them lazy. Trump said the people of Puerto Rico, quote, want everything to be done for them. Then he told his caddy to repair his divot and drive him to the next hole.
The supplies are here. They're just not getting to us. So we went to the port ourselves to check it out, and immediately we saw these thousands of containers with those life-saving supplies at the port. We spoke to the vice president of Crawley. They say we don't have the drivers to be able to take these supplies to the people of Puerto Rico. Secondly, the infrastructure of the island is completely devastated. Thirdly, there is a problem with cell signal. 91% of Puerto Rico does not have any cell phone reception. And then fourth, you have a problem with access to fuel. You can just imagine how frustrating it is to know that that fuel, that medicine, that building material, that gas that people need is just sitting there at the port, stranded since Saturday, thousands of containers, and they're not being able to be moved for the people of Puerto Rico.
The sense of urgency didn't begin to penetrate the White House until Monday, when images of the utter destruction and desperation and criticism of the administration's response began to appear on television.
This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
Such poor leadership ability by the mayor of San Juan and others in Puerto Rico who are not able to get their workers to help. They want everything to be done for them when it should be a community effort.
The mayor's living on a cot, and I hope the president have a good day at golf.
After the mayor of San Juan criticized the government's Puerto Rican relief efforts, President Trump attacked her on Twitter, saying, "The mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats that you must be nasty to Trump."
So I am asking the president of the United States to make sure somebody is in charge that is up to the task of saving lives. I will do what I never thought I was going to do. I am begging. Begging anyone that can hear us to save us from dying. If anybody out there is listening to us, we are dying and you are killing us with the inefficiency and the bureaucracy. So I am done being polite. I am done being politically correct. I am mad as hell because my people's lives are at stake. And we are but one nation. We may be small, but we are huge in dignity and in our zealous for life. So I am asking the members of the press to send a May Day call all over the world. We are dying here.
Ma'am, I don't know if you know this, but you're in an island in the water. The ocean water, big ocean, with fishies and bubbles and turtles that bite. We want to help you, but we have to take care of America first.
Wait, you do know we're a U.S. territory, don't you?
This is what white nationalism looks like as policy.
He went after and claimed the fake news networks are working overtime in Puerto Rico, doing their best to take the spirit away from our shoulders and first responders' shame. So once again, he's trying to say anybody who criticizes him is attacking soldiers and first responders.
Trump is basically saying when hurricanes hit our people, they're not hitting our best. They're killing poors, they're killing lazies, and some, I assume, have said nice things about me.
You want to live in this lousy world? Play it cool. I want to get even.
Get cool.
I want to bust
cool.
I want to go.
Go cool.
Boy, boy, crazy boy. Get cool, boy. Got a rocket in your pocket. Keep coolie cool, boy. Don't get hot.
In Texas and in Florida, we get an A+. And I'll tell you what, I think we've done just as good in Puerto Rico, and it's actually a much tougher situation.
I've been to Puerto Rico many times, as I think most of you have known, and I've always loved it, and your weather is second to none, but every once in a while you get hit. And you really got hit. There's no question about it. I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack.
We're going to help you out.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
You
guys having fun here? Listen, I'm going to comp you half a gallon of drinking water. Enjoy your hurricane, everybody. Don't forget to tip your FEMA worker.
The governor has been so incredible in his statements about the job we're doing. We're doing a great job. The governor made incredible statements about how well we're doing. The governor of Puerto Rico is so thankful for the great job that we're doing. And the governor said we are doing a great job. In fact, he thanked me specifically. We have had tremendous reviews from government officials. So I think we've done a really good job. Everybody has said it's amazing the job that we've done in Puerto Rico. We're very proud of it.
In a recent poll, where respondents were asked to give a one-word description of President Trump, the 10 most common responses were incompetent, arrogant, strong, idiot, egotistical, ignorant, great, racist, ass, and narcissistic.
Well, trust me, it may seem like what's coming out of my mouth is B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-S, but it's all part of the plan. The more chaos I cause, the less people can focus. They're all getting so tired. So tired. Let me show you. How long ago did I declare war on North Korea and Little Rocket Man?
4 months.
Wrong. It was last Friday. See, I'm bending time.
Take me down, hospital. Take me down to the hospital.
And Trump's not giving up on repeal and replace just yet. The Senate has a Friday deadline to pass it with 50 votes. And even though they do not have the votes, Trump insists they have the votes.
I just wanted to say, though, on health care, we have the votes for health care. We have the votes. We have the votes, as you know. We have the votes. But, you know, we're only one off, maybe two.
To hear Trump tell it, there is a good excuse for failure of the Graham Cassidy health care bill in the Senate.
We have one senator that's in the hospital. He can't vote because he's in the hospital. He can't vote because he's in the hospital. I'm almost certain we have the votes, but with one man in the hospital, we cannot display that we have them. We can't do it now because we have somebody in a hospital.
Sir, who's in the hospital? Which senator are you referring to?
He can't come here and vote. In other words, he can't come here and vote because he's in the hospital.
Who is in the hospital, sir?
You probably didn't hear me because, as you know, one of our yes votes is in the hospital. I can't take him out of the hospital.
You don't even know his name.
Now, to be fair to the president, he couldn't take that senator out of the hospital because there was no senator in the hospital. He may have been thinking of Senator Thad Cochran, who tweeted, "Thanks for the well wishes, I'm not hospitalized." The president just repeatedly said something that was not true.
Why can't your party pass a health care bill?
Because football players, national anthem, kneeling. Where's the outrage?
You didn't answer the question.
Excuse me. Pointing out that I didn't answer the question is disrespectful to our flag.
Booing John McCain that followed a portion of the president's speech where he blamed McCain for the death of repeal and replace last time.
Blame it on McCain. Don't blame it on me. Oh, it's nobody's fault. But when you need somebody to burn.
The president mimicking,
right,
making fun of physically, right, McConnell and John McCain, specifically the way John McCain gestured with his now famous,
right,
thumbs down. John McCain came home from Vietnam,
right,
and to this day is unable to comb his own hair because of the years of torture and the many bone breakages he had in both arms, starting when he ejected from his aircraft. This man is now being treated for brain cancer. Admitted last weekend, he has a possible success rate of somewhere between 3% and 14%. What is that?
We have a president of the United States who has no shame whatsoever. You know, our country is run by an emotionally insecure 9-year-old.
The Trump administration has been here for 252 days, and so far the Trump administration has lost or fired. Are you ready? The acting attorney general, the national security advisor, the deputy White House chief of staff, the director of the FBI, the deputy national security advisor, their first White House communications director, the vice president's chief of staff, the chief of staff of the National Security Council, the director of the Office of Government Ethics, the White House press secretary, the assistant White House press secretary, the White House chief of staff, another White House communications director, the senior director for intelligence at the National Security Council, the White House chief strategist, also the special advisor to the president on regulatory reform. They also lost a high profile deputy assistant to the president. We also lost the vice president's press secretary, and now today, the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price was forced to resign yesterday after he was caught using almost $1 million in taxpayer money to fly on private jets.
So Trump's health secretary is gone as of tonight. His VA secretary, his interior secretary, his treasury secretary, and his EPA administrator all appear to have done pretty much the exact same stuff as the health secretary.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't. to go.
Health Secretary Tom Price will go down in history as the second casualty from the Trump administration related to direct and serious allegations of corruption. The first was Carl Icahn, who left his regulatory advisor position under a cloud of allegations about how he appeared to have used that position for his own enrichment.
And the whole world is worried my impulsive tweets will get us into a nuclear war with North Korea. And to that I say, maybe.
Much.
Peter Serafinovich
for the
skits,
the West
Side soundtrack,
the
replacements, Elvis Costello, Peter, Paul, Mary,
thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Alex Baldwin, AD Bryant,
Michael
Che, Colin Jost, Melissa Villaseor, Anthony Atamanuk, Oliver Seth Myers, Stephen Colbert, Homer Simpson,
Mr.
Burns, Smithers, Mariana Atencio, Russell,
Honored,
Carmen, Newell, Cruz, Reed, Brian,
Williams,
Rachel, Maddow.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.